Sometimes finding a place means getting lost along the way. Peacock's hit original series Bel-Air is back for a new season with an ensemble cast of icons and breakout stars, including Jabari Banks as Will, and special appearances from Saweetie and Tatiana Ali, the OG Ashley from The Fresh Prince. This new season finds the Banks family and Will at a crossroads. When the betrayal shatters the dreams of Will's journey to a new life, he must pick up the pieces and decide how to shape his own story. The strength of the Banks family is about to be tested like never before, from major career moves for Phil and Viv to Hillary, Carlton, and Ashley fighting to stay true to themselves. Plus, will Jeffrey find his way back? One thing's for sure, they got a legacy to build, and it'll take all of them to build it. This is Must Stream TV. Watch Bel-Air February 23rd, only on Peacock. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope, Discover does it automatically. Seriously though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Cartier, Rolex, Gucci, Prada, Jordan, Adidas, Bottega Veneta. At eBay, it's real or it's getting the fake out. eBay's team of luxury authenticators are making sure you never get faked over again. Watches inspected by watch aficionados. Sneakers checked by legit sneakerheads. Handbags examined by handbag connoisseurs. And jewelry in the scopes of expert gemologists. These authenticators are leaders in their field, with meticulous eyes making sure your piece arrives as authentic as your style and worthy of your collection. As experts, they know the true difference between a real and a fake. Real carries that rare, distinguished feel, the weight of pure platinum, exquisite scent of togo leather, and the tight stitching on a pair of Dunks, the brilliance of real diamonds. So rest assured, your Rolex moves just like a Rolex should, and that colorway on your Jordan Royals will always be on point. The details inspected, the fakes rejected. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay's authenticity guarantee. Everyone deserves real. Visit ebay.com for terms. This episode is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Last year, Mountain Dew launched the Mountain Dew Real Change Opportunity Fund, a commitment from the brand to make tangible investments in Black entrepreneurs. In year two of the Real Change Initiative, Mountain Dew is partnering with the HBCU Esports League to put a spotlight on the HBCU student gamers and fuel their drive into their competitive field of esports by launching the Mountain Dew Real Change Challenge. With a focus on increasing Black representation in esports and gaming, the Mountain Dew Real Change Challenge will support HBCU student gamers by sponsoring a nationwide HBCU esports tournament. Contestants will compete for an overall prize pool of $500,000, coaching and exposure to esports professionals, and a gaming contract with Mountain Dew for up to 1 year. Gaming fans can tune in to twitch.tv/community, that's twitch.tv/CXMMUNITY, on February 25th to catch the final showdown between the top two HBCU teams competing in the ultimate game.
I don't know where to put my headphones. Okay.
Yeah.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Don't start.
We are recording. Hey, bro, it doesn't go that far. I just gotta, yeah. If you might, do you need to scooch over a little bit?
Maybe flip it too so that the cord is on this side.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh.
Do you need to scooch?
A matter of fact, you know what? Yeah, just lift your legs. Lift your legs up. Yeah. Or
is that one? I can hold it down here.
Yeah, it's fine.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Yeah, locked in. You don't need to. All right, perfect. Okay, be good? You guys good?
Yeah.
Now, be ready, Rose Angeles.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Calling me that.
Sorry, my bad.
You don't care.
Let's go.
Whew. Hold on, I need a deep breath. I started meditating, guys.
Meditation's good, yo.
I didn't know how to do it. Couldn't turn my thoughts off.
How did you
started? Like
a YouTube, a little YouTube
help. YouTube tutorial?
Are you like a, you do it with them?
Are you like a humming meditator, or do you just like sit quietly?
I'm just like a. Okay. I do sit in that position with my legs crossed. And yeah. Just try to like.
Meditation's relax. Good. Meditation is good as needed. Like I always thought it was so like easy to do. Oh yeah, just sitting there in silence. But nah, it's hard for a lot of people to just sit there and just be with your thoughts.
Turn your thoughts off.
Yeah. Or yeah. Turn them on, really.
No, you're supposed to like.
The whole point is turning them off.
Yeah.
Turn them off.
Do you meditate?
Are you doing it wrong?
I might be.
I feel like you're literally not supposed to.
I feel like once I start meditating, like when I sit and I'm just, you know, that's in my mode.
That's not meditating. That's brainstorming.
That's thinking.
It's hard to turn the thing off, man. Like, it's,
yeah, that's, no, that's, it is. That's the whole point. That's why you should try like one of those like channels that you do it with.
Okay. Just, like they coach you. Do you have anyone you'd prefer or suggest?
Okay. No, I just try different people. Everyone has different.
Do they have specific
techniques and stuff?
Do they have specific characteristics that make them like a good like meditation guide?
No, I just long like the hair, ones that tell you.
Good weed.
Long hair, kind of high.
Kind of high looking.
No
you know?
Shirt, no shoes on.
Okay.
I like it.
I can see that.
That's stereotypical, right?
Yeah.
You got to be a little. It's okay to be. I think it's okay to be stereotypical sometimes, like a little bit.
Is it?
For certain situations, like if I'm trying to figure out somebody who can guide me, in my meditation, a little bit, yeah, like it definitely helps sells it through a little more. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay, like you about that life. All right, I want to get like you. I want to get to a point where I just
don't give a fuck.
Like,
I don't think you need meditation for that. Nah.
I'm sure it won't hurt.
Yeah, I don't need meditation. Just not give a fuck.
We didn't start the show.
We're recording. So.
What's popping, people? Welcome back to another episode of Say Less with Kaz.
Yo.
Loski.
What's up, prop?
And Rosie.
What's up, Rosie?
What's popping? What's going on, guys?
I'm good, man.
Shall we?
It was good. I had a birthday this week, which was nice.
Did you?
I did have a birthday.
When did you have a birthday?
I had a birthday yesterday. I turned a ripe old age of 36 yesterday.
Yeah.
Appreciate everybody who sent a comment or a nice text or a DM or.
Did you get a lot of love?
I think I got a lot of love. You know, it's different. It gets. I think once you hit a certain age, like the love gets a little less. It's a little. We all know the milestone birthdays. 36 is no.
36 is not a milestone.
That's not a milestone it's birthday.
Like, all right, it's another year.
I disagree.
I'm very happy to be alive. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but what's the milestone for 36? Like, you're four more years away from 40.
Why would that matter on how many people say happy birthday?
It's not about how many people said happy birthday. I just think it's to the point where. People don't go out of their way to be like, oh man, it's the big 3-6. Like,
to me, that's never mattered because birthdays to me is my favorite holiday. Like, I don't care about holidays. Well, I love birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you're looking forward to it every fucking year.
I am.
When it comes to guys, like, no, you are. When it comes to guys, like, we care about the 21,
word.
The 25, word. The 30. And then it skips 10 years to the 40.
That weird, like...
That 30 to 40, no one gives
no
a fuck.
No one cares no more, yo.
No, like, it's just the countdown to 40.
That 30th birthday is like the season finale of being just ignorant.
Yeah, like, now it's like,
once you pass 30, it's like, all right, motherfucker, like, what's...
Let's go to dinner.
Let's just have a nice dinner.
Take your ass home.
Shake your hands.
Crack a few jokes. Take a couple shots. And then...
You know what's funny? So I hopped in a group chat like weeks ago. Yeah. And I was like, yo, I think I want to like do something for my birthday, right? And then like
that,
my good friends.
That whole attitude.
But Kaz, I know we didn't get to do anything,
but
we did get you a little something.
Oh, you guys.
To celebrate.
That is.
Turn it up. Happy birthday, Cassie. Happy birthday to you
guys.
And just so you guys know, these are tiny little delicious cupcakes.
Thank you guys so much.
Best things ever.
Shout out Baked by Melissa. I want to say you guys are so. Can I make a wish? And
yeah, you have here? To. Fuck you mean?
Just have a fire for fun.
Right. A fire hazard.
Right.
We wish you many blessings on this year.
Let him.
I'm just all right, wishing don't, stuff. All right, I'm don't, praying
okay,
over
okay,
him.
Okay, well, don't.
God damn
don't
it.
Pray over someone who's
You're not supposed to pray over someone.
Why not?
That's not a thing,
bro. They don't
thing,
even
bro.
Know. They're in their
no,
own world.
That messes up the feng shui and the frequency.
Are you supposed to pray over?
I mean, no.
No, I made that up.
She prays. She's praying over you. I'm like, my nigga, stop. Don't do that.
A birthday wish is basically just a remixed prayer, though, right?
It is.
It don't go to the same person?
Yeah.
No, wait, does it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it does.
What are you wishing to?
It does.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm not going to say what I was wishing to, but I figured,
you're not
you know,
supposed to say what you wish to.
I figured like there's HR when you get the, when the wishes go up there, it's like, this a wish or a prayer? It's like, ah, you got to go.
I'm not even going to hold you. Every birthday wish.
Expedite it.
Every birthday wish hits the ceiling and just that's it. I don't know anybody who has actually made a birthday wish to see if that shit has actually come true.
It's like,
it's called manifestation.
When you start, different. What if like every time you just sat and just like talked to yourself, right? Like the thoughts go to like eight different people. It's like, okay, here's Buddha, here's Jesus, here's a genie, here's
I'll take it.
It's like, oh, this is mine,
I'll take it.
She's like, this is the wish, sir. This is genie problems.
She's like, here, okay.
She only got
one.
Two more. She's running out. That's why after your third birthday is a wrap.
That's why the genie always got his clothes off, because he's always going on vacation. He only gets three wishes. You know what I mean?
And bro, okay, he's out. I don't know where this comes from.
Yeah, I don't even know what that meant.
We were just talking about the birthday wishes.
I understood.
You understood though, right?
I understood.
Because you meditate now, that's why.
You know, yes. I feel like the people who make lots of prayers, like the people you pray to, look like they're working really hard. Like Jesus, like Buddha, all those guys, they look like they boots to the ground, like prayer answerers.
I think the niggas like the Bible says, like the niggas are just in the robe,
yeah,
sitting somewhere with their legs crossed and just like mentally
meditate.
Going through
it's
like,
just
okay,
me and my cloths.
This is important. This is not important.
It's like, oh, I gotta work in mysterious ways tonight. Right, yo. Like,
fuck that nigga. She deserved that. All right, cool. I'm not answering that shit. It's the fifth time he hit me. Like this.
It's the fifth time he hit me.
but
if he don't stop talking to me, it's
it's like nigga, all right, I heard your prayer.
Yeah.
Every year I've heard the same birthday wish.
God. I appreciate
it. And I'm not granting it. But yeah, you know.
Have you had Big Bear Melissa?
What's up?
Have you had Big Bear Melissa?
Oh yeah.
They're my favorite
Big Bear
little
Melissa.
Tiny bite sized delicious little things ever.
Yeah. You can't have too many.
You can't because they're bite sized.
Let me see. Just have a little smidge. But
it's the perfect little snack.
Thank you guys so much. This is very, very kind. Appreciate all the birthday wishes. Yeah, I'm smacking on your ear. Sorry.
God.
Blame Big Mama Melissa.
When we put my fat face on, my fault.
Oh, I like this.
It sounds good, right?
Damn, I feel like I'm in a studio with a rapper.
You are.
Hold on. It's the what is it?
He's about to drop
recording intro.
This is the voicemail
voice.
Yeah. Remember, Lo was like, "We got your full tap to come through."
That's what I did last week.
What the fuck? You see the time? It's where have you been?
God damn. But nah. Thank you guys so much. Really, really kind. Birthdays are weird, man. Like especially for men. You know, like
I was telling my girl the other day. I was like, we don't really. She was like, well, what are you doing for guy's birthday? I'm like, that nigga don't give a fuck.
That's a fact.
She was like, that's so rude. I'm like, he does
I
not
really
care.
Don't.
But the
like,
thing is, here's the thing.
But he's never really had.
Right. Here's the thing, Lo.
That's the thing.
There's people that don't give a fuck about their birthdays, but if you do something, they really appreciate it.
Of course, yeah.
So it's like, you can't leave it up to people that say they don't care because they're never going to plan anything.
That's a different theory because it's like,
if I
didn't get my surprise party, I've just been in the Sahara smoking.
Yeah. We threw at least five of them joints over the years.
Bruh, are you even surprised anymore?
No, you know what it is?
Like, I never cared, but it's cool. Now it's just like, oh, okay, all right, thanks. Yeah. And like, but it's not like it's appreciative, but I can go without.
Mm. Remember your first surprise birthday party?
What? At your house?
No, just do you just remember your first one?
Oh,
like the feeling?
I think that was the first one I ever had.
What did it feel like? What does it feel like when you like walk in?
No,
I've never had a surprise party.
You've never had a surprise party?
No, somebody throw me one this year. Thank
you've never had them throw a surprise party? No,
that's
shit.
Crazy because I've probably thrown like eight.
I feel like you have, right? That's
for
that's
people.
Shocking.
No, she had a birthday party.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm saying I've thrown for other people.
No, I'm saying you've had birthday parties.
Oh yeah, I throw my own parties. Yeah.
Yeah,
I could care less.
Because women plan, yo. The reason why guys get more surprise parties is because like we don't plan shit. Like we just usually. You just kind of, you know, nice dinner would be nice.
No, it's just going to be like, oh, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What you want to do tonight? Yeah, we can go to, you know, Ruth's Chris. So, you know, we can,
yeah,
you
end
know,
up at the same bar. Fucking club.
Nice steak.
You know, get a steak and that's fine.
But nah, there's definitely a small part of me this year was like, I kind of want to do her rat shit one time.
And then like a week later, you were just like, I'm cool.
Yeah, I was. But we still got the weekend, baby. So,
yeah,
know,
just, yeah.
That's why I said we should go to an arcade or something.
Yeah, we'll do barcade or some shit.
We should go bowling.
Do some shit.
Yeah, hey, we can do bowling. I could do it all in the same week.
I could dust off my bottle popping shoes and for
what
one time.
What shoes are those?
Bottle popping shoes?
You don't have your own bottle popping shoes? Like shoes that you wear when you're going to spend a good grip?
No.
Not Air Force Ones?
No. I don't know.
Which one?
I mean.
Which one am I doing?
I don't know. Like, it's nice sneakers, but it's not the brand new joints because you know you're going to get, you know, there's going to be some liquor spilled on them.
Well, if it's my birthday, that means I got to.
You're already going
somebody,
in.
Somebody got me some shit.
Yeah. You're going in knowing, like, these are one night wears.
Yeah, somebody got me some shit, so I might as well just, you know, duck them off. Yeah. So, like, yeah, but it's just the birthday thing now that we're getting older. It's just like it's appreciative.
Very appreciative.
It's not needed. It's, you know, it's respected. And it also depends on who you're with and who's doing
what. I hear you, Lo.
True.
But fuck all that. Show me all the love on my birthday.
Well, yes. You're young and you're a female.
Give me
so, yeah,
surprises.
Yeah.
Do a party. Take y'all me like, out to the bar. Do
y'all want attention. Y'all want, bitch, bad bitch. It's your birthday
as
for the month.
Like,
that's what I said. No,
should.
I'm not. That's what y'all want.
I don't want all that. I just want all my friends in one room. I want exactly what I did this year.
Your birthday party was lit this
that's
year.
That's exactly what I wanted.
It was nice.
I wanted all my people in one room.
Super lit. Appreciate that, man. It was a good time.
We should have had some games and shit. That's all I was missing.
Nah, I was too drunk for that. And it was too dark. It was way too dark.
I know. Next year, I'm going to definitely have another, like, a theme party.
Yeah. Rosie's Adventures is, like, that's going to be a brand name in a few years. Like, she's just going to be on some motherfucking... the challenge type shit where she just does puzzles and travels.
Like, rent a house out, there's clues everywhere.
Word. I'm like,
murder mystery.
This is Rosie's dream life right now. Just traveling and playing fucking grown ass games.
Now, see, puzzles. Like that type of shit.
I love it.
That type of shit is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's Rosie, like if you know Rosie, you know her steez. You know, she's a big ass kid. She wants to do some fun, ratchet. Just ignorant shit, but she wants to be around the people she loves, not with the random. So that's why it's always good going to Rosie's party.
Yeah, questionable plus ones.
Word.
Yeah, we don't do
that. She will definitely press you about her plus one. That's good. She'll be like, this is a motherfucker.
And take them with you when you leave. I don't want no smoke.
Damn. I feel like there's a lot we need to catch up on that we haven't caught up on in a minute. Are we good? You good? My fault. Damn. So a lot of things have happened in the past week. All-Star Weekend took place. It was the lowest rated.
The All-Star halftime show took place.
The halftime show took place. We'll get to that also.
No one cares about that.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yo, so this was like, all right. So the thing about my birthday, right, is that it always falls around like All-Star weekend. So if it's a good one, it's a good city, you know what I'm saying?
You
like,
might make the trip.
I feel like I'm a little bit more hyped to make the trip.
Gotcha.
This year was...
Nigga saw that location, said nope.
Salt Lake City. So here's the thing, right? Like, you know, there was a little intrigue there. I'm like, I get it. Like, what's his face? What they have? What's that film for? They have Sundance, Sundance down there. So I'm like, okay, like, I'm sure...
But see, Sundance makes sense.
Right.
For that kind of city.
Right.
That makes complete sense. There's
I've
no
been
hate.
To Salt Lake City for fun.
Yeah? How was
you
Salt
would,
Lake
you
City?
Would, you would.
Well, they have this. Okay, so they have the salt flats out there.
Okay,
what's
the
salt?
It's
what's
literally
this? What's the salt flat?
It's the salt flats. It's just this white. I'll show you videos. It's all white. It's where they do all like the car commercials and like speed car racing commercials because it's just this big ass just sand, white sand.
Okay.
And it's salt, and it's just all white, and it goes
for
miles.
Snow.
It's so fucking dope. So you just go out there and you just drive fast, do donuts.
Oh, you rent cars and just go out there and just get to
Jeeps,
it.
Jeeps, whatever you got.
Okay.
That sounds fun. It's fun as shit. So we did that.
It seems like, what was it?
Rosie would find that.
Was that the end of Four Brothers? Never seen the end of Four Brothers? When
I don't
remember with Mark Wahlberg when he's walking to beat the guy up in the snow in the long ass road?
Well, it's not snow.
And I know it's not snow, but did it look like it? Y'all never seen Four Brothers?
I don't remember.
You don't remember the last?
It wasn't like
the fight scene?
A movie that I remember. Shit.
Y'all seen Four Brothers before, right? The end where Mark Wahlberg is going to go beat up the dude that killed their mom.
All I remember is when their little brother got shot in front of the house. That's the only thing I remember.
The little punk kid?
Yeah.
I say all that to say, Salt Lake City.
Always a troubled child that dies in those movies.
Always.
Salt Lake City, I say all that to say I went randomly one year, and surprisingly, I encountered like four Dominicans.
Yeah.
Like my Uber driver was Dominican. The person at the hotel was Dominican.
Yeah.
I was
the person working at the hotel is Dominican?
Yeah.
Well, that was,
shocking. But you notice 50% of the Dominicans she's met are work workers.
but not only that.
What was my car driver?
But not only that. Why are y'all here? I was like, what kind of witness protection program are y'all in? The fuck? Because they were all from like Jersey. So I'm like, what are y'all doing here?
They was definitely running from the law.
And I was like, never mind. I'm on my business.
It was definitely
so what I meant to say is like the population was like a little bit Spanish, but mostly white.
White folks.
Mormons.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
like, you know, it's Mormonville.
Yeah. But what do you expect?
I mean, there's
I didn't know
weeds.
What to expect.
So here's the thing. NBA All-Star Weekend is there. Weed's not legal in Utah. I think there's drinking laws. I think you got to close at like 12. It was a certain time. What was the liquor laws down there?
You couldn't have two different drinks in front of you.
Really?
What?
I do remember that.
That's
now.
Crazy.
Went to a bar and if it was like a beer and a shot, they wouldn't serve it to you. You had to drink the beer first or take the shot first, and then they'll bring you the next one. So I was like, all right, so let me get two beers or like let me get two shots.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, that we can do. I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
That's so stupid.
I don't know. That's ridiculous.
That's OD.
I mean, that's what Charles Barkley said. Yo, these people are really going to heaven because they're like, you can't do nothing in this.
Charles and Shaq were like, yo, I've never ordered so much room service ever. And he was like, yo, we just stayed inside the hotel.
Yeah.
And now you're not even hearing about anybody getting in trouble. Because usually during All-Star Weekend. Yeah, that's my point. Usually during All-Star Weekend.
Do you think they're doing that on purpose?
What?
You know, just going to WAC cities just to
avoid. They're going to Indianapolis next year.
Bro, I was about to say, like, they're in Indianapolis next year.
Now Milwaukee's trying to make a bid for 2025, I think.
Bruh.
But meanwhile, Vegas has the Super Bowl next year.
As they should.
Vegas having the Super Bowl is...
Yeah.
It's going to be dangerous.
It's going to be crazy.
Oh, my God.
Like, I still, like...
I'm scared.
I wasn't there, but I feel like anytime I talk to somebody that was at NBA All-Star Weekend during Las Vegas, it's like those Vietnam sort of like montages where they just like look off into space and they hear like bombs exploding and like just having terrible flashbacks. Like, it's going to take a lot for the NBA to go back.
Look, these are the flats.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that looks like sand.
It's like salt. Salt because when you get there, like your eyes burn.
Are you wearing a halter top?
I was about to say, you do look very Coachella-ish. Like, if I didn't know better.
Isn't it cold out there?
No, it was hot. It was summer.
Oh, I didn't know Utah had a summer.
Wow.
They can.
Okay, let's not take it too serious. Yes, I know.
Just joking. I say all that to say, All-Star Weekend just took place in Salt Lake City, Utah. The lowest rated All-Star game in 20 years. Nobody gave a fuck. The players didn't give a fuck. The fans didn't really give a fuck.
Nobody wanted to be there, bro.
The only person that really, really, really wanted to be in Salt Lake City, Utah, was a white boy named Mac McClung.
Who the fuck is that?
He won a dunk contest.
Mac McClung, the newest.
I apologize.
So the story of Mac McClung.
I haven't been watching.
This is Mac McClung. Mac McClung has had lots of prominence through Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, one of the more famous high school players in the nation for many years. He went to Georgetown for a few years, transferred to Texas Tech, I think was undrafted in the NBA, played some summer league ball, but he was a name. Like, he was a guy who, a white boy with hella bunnies, you know? And initially, he was set to be the first G Leaguer to perform in the slam dunk contest. The Philadelphia 76ers signed him to a two-way contract the week before. So he goes from being in the G League a couple of weeks ago to having an incredible slam dunk contest and being one of the new famous white boys in the NBA. Here's the kicker.
Does he look like a serial killer? Let me look him up.
He does not look like a serial killer. He's a pleasant-looking white boy. Like, he looks like
he looks very nice.
All-American, you know what I'm saying? Like, good jawline.
Sounds serial killerish.
I mean, he's
Craigslist killer.
Nah, you'd
Mac
McClung. Maccklung.
He looks like he'll shovel your driveway for free.
For sure. He'll like, he looks like a Boy Scout. Looks like a Boy Scout.
He does.
But here's the kicker. You know who his cousin is?
Cool.
Riff Raff.
The rapper?
Yes, Riff Raff. Bird on a Wire, Riff Raff. Colored Air before Tekashi 6ix9ine, Riff Raff.
So he's from Florida?
They're cousins. No, so Mac McClung, I think, is from Delaware or Pennsylvania.
Somewhere in Delaware, somewhere in that area.
Riff Raff being his cousin makes sense now.
Doesn't it?
It makes sense.
The funny thing is, I first saw Mac McClung when Riff Raff was like plugging him in high school. He was like, yo, this is my cousin. He's the next, you know what I'm saying? And
he's from Kingsport, Tennessee.
Oh, Kingsport, who, Riff Raff?
Mac.
Oh, Mac McClung, okay, well, there you go. But he played basketball in some area in Pennsylvania. Anyway, whatever, not important. The important thing is, you know, went from having 90,000 followers before the slam dunk contest, now has 1 million followers on Instagram. Had a ton of, I think he got a Puma shoe deal.
Definitely got a Puma shoe deal.
He introduced Post Malone at the All-Star game before the game.
As he should.
You know, and a lot of people, I've been saying that not just the All-Star weekend was weak, but, you know, the slam dunk contest has been weak. And if you talk to anybody who was really into All-Star weekend this year, they were just going in saying like, oh my God, another slam dunk contest with no stars, and all this is gonna be booty and blah blah blah.
Right.
Now here comes this little white boy.
My only
steals
problem.
Steals the show.
My only problem.
Yeah. Was Black History Month. Black
History. What?
My only problem. A white boy from Tennessee.
Yeah.
I gotta say, cheers.
And a black quarterback won the Super Bowl. Right. Like,
how do you change?
Up is down, left is right.
Yeah, like we were good, but no, but. If anything, that, you know, if I could make an observation about All-Star, there's no flair. You could see how the players are talking about it. You could see their mood and their persona. Like, they just didn't want to.
I'll tell you, you will see the dunk. I'm going to put the phone away.
Yeah.
What was cool? The draft before the game, that was cool.
That was entertaining, but it wasn't like, you know, when I'm talking about, like, it being boring. I'm talking about more so like just the gameplay and the dunk contest.
Yeah, it was a layup. It was a glorified layup.
Like no one was like, you remember when they played in DC?
Yeah,
and Kobe and Marbury.
Oh, classic.
They were going back and forth. Or even the one in New York.
Yeah,
when I forgot who missed the shot, but like remember those games where they really, really were like, nah, fuck that. Like
that's before
this for rights. Like this is bragging rights.
That's before everything got soft.
Okay, the softness I could see a little bit, right?
Everybody saw.
I feel like, you know, a lot of these guys in the NBA, they've been playing together since a lot. They've seen a lot of each other for the past, 12, 13 years of their life. I think back when we were watching those competitive All-Star games with the Kobe's, the Marbury's, the Iversons, like, you know, Jordans, all these type of people, like, a lot of times, this is their first time matching up against, you know, another superstar at their position in a whole other conference that they don't play in and stuff like that. Like, you know, people used to take pride in being like, yo, the West is the best conference, or, you know, I'm Jordan and, like, I just run the East, or I'm LeBron and I just run the East, you know? And it's kind of shown in the play, man. Like, nobody wants to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's a little weak.
Shit's weak.
It's a little weak. Like,
it's not a little weak. It's completely weak.
Yeah.
It's a lot of weak.
You know, again, I understand players that, you know, have gotten injured before All-Star weekend. And, you know, KD was injured. I think Steph is injured as well.
Yeah.
And people want to sit out and just, you know, make sure. Because you got 24 to 26 games left for the regular season. So,
yeah.
And there's a lot of teams that are in play-in or fighting for it.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
one injury can fuck up an entire season. Right. So I get it.
And then KD's coming, you know, making his debut with the Suns, hopefully very soon. And Curry's got to be, you know, on point. And then LeBron got injured
at the game.
So like there are different variables that the guys that we watched coming up really weren't worried about.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just like, I think they're thinking too much. Like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Do we have to go as hard when, you know, this next half of the season is so important, and then we have to hear the narrative of like, well, they shouldn't have went so hard in the All-Star game. Maybe they shouldn't have played and this, that, and third. So it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yeah, I get it. I think with them, it makes perfect sense why you wouldn't play hard, but like you would go. The only thing that is weird with me is like people could go so hard just to be named an All-Star.
Yeah.
And like people could get so hard about like being snubbed or being left off the team or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you get there and you're not even playing. Like it's
no one's going hard or no one's like...
It's not even fun to watch, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I think that the fix, the perfect fix to the All-Star game is just invite more players to play.
Not even that. Like, just go back to those regular formats. Go back to East versus West. Mm. Go back to the home jerseys and away jerseys. Mm-hmm. Go back to all that shit where it was fun, it was cool to watch. It wasn't so like, oh, Team LeBron and Team Kevin Durant. No, my nigga. Like, let these people pick. This is the East and West. And this is the West.
Why did they change that? I hate that.
I don't know.
I think they wanted to get more fan participation. I think they were already worried about like
so how
some
was
of
vote
the
for East versus West.
Yeah. So
for players.
Here's the thing. There was also the players that felt like, you know, if you're having your contract incentives dependent on if you make the All-Star game or not, and you know, you leave it in the fans' hands and social media is so prevalent, you could like we've seen it already. Like we've seen people like Zaza Pachulia, just because he plays for the Golden State Warriors and they're hella popular, get like a zillion like All-Star votes, you know what I'm saying, and almost make the game over somebody who truly deserves it. So
I don't know who Zaza Pachulia is.
Exactly. Right? So
that sounds like an Italian dish.
So I understand why they had like the coach's vote and the player's vote. Zaza Pachulia does sound delicious.
He's pasta.
It just sounds good.
Something about that Pachulia sounds like.
It sounds like red sauce too.
Zaza Pachulia.
Yeah, Zaza Pachulia.
Red sauce? Or white sauce?
Red. Like,
red.
No, that's red sauce. My alive. We have the Zaza Pachulia as our special this evening. Blue and fresh from Juan.
Wow, just disrespect the man.
That name sounds
funny. I
want
to go back to East and West.
He sounds delicious, yo. Pause.
Y'all said it, not me.
Sorry about that.
That's what made it competitive. Nobody cares about Team Durant and Team LeBron.
Yeah, it was weird.
Bro, did you see the halftime show?
So let's talk about the halftime show. I know you watched the halftime show. It was very Nigerian in that bitch. Yes, sir.
I love Tim's.
Yes, sir.
Burna Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Rema.
I like Post Malone.
I like Posty.
Post Malone.
Posty gets a bad rap. Yeah, he opened the show.
You opened it.
Yeah.
Can't see it.
Allegedly, I think he lives in Utah or something.
He brought 21 Savage.
I like Posty, though.
I like Posty. I think Posty gets a bad rap, yo.
People don't like that I like Posty because he drinks, like, you know, Coors Light and he's this white boy.
Look at him.
I like him.
I think,
no, I'm not saying no,
I like his
look
music,
at him.
Too.
I think it's because he came in
smoked
rapping,
cigarettes on stage.
And then, you know, once he got popping, and that happens a lot of times. You know, we're very... Our rap fan base and, you know, the journals of the world that, you know, cover this
you
entire thing.
Here, you got to stay here.
It's like
here.
You a culture vulture, son.
What
you
did him and 21 do? Can't live
Rockstar.
Oh, Rockstar.
I
want
to be like a Rockstar. I mean, overall.
21, just kidding.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, overall. You're cool, man. You're crazy.
Sorry, my fault. Go ahead, Lum. My bad. You gotta admit that shit sounds fun as hell. Just
you're
say something.
Crazy.
Not but you're fucking
my bad, bro.
I just can't even hear myself.
No, go ahead. Let's talk about Posty, man.
No, cool. It was what it was from what it was for where it was. So it's just like I didn't have too many expectations. Burna Boy being there and Tim's being there to me was utterly weird. I mean, I'm glad they got that look. It felt like they were fighting against the sound and the music and, you know, they did what they did. And it's great to see them in that capacity, but nah.
Now you heard what Lil Duval
like
said.
I didn't say I didn't like it. It just didn't match. I didn't think it was a good fit.
You heard what Lil Duval said on Instagram?
He said Afrobeats is the death of hip hop. And I don't even know what the fuck he means by that. But
because it's taking over.
Lil Duval said a lot of crazy ass shit.
Hey,
even
man.
About his daughter and all that other shit. So that's the least that I'm worried about what he thinks about Afrobeats. Nothing, bro. His document is right there. He said it, so.
Lil Duval, man, he's a comedian. So I'll look at what he says with a grain of salt. But it definitely was an interesting take.
Well, nothing funny about that shit.
It was definitely an interesting take to say that a genre of black music is going to overtake another genre of black music.
No, I don't believe that because
that's weird.
That's two different takes. That's two different, like... opinions like the people that listen
that's
to
like
hip hop might
salsa
not
is gonna take over bachata.
Not
right?
even. No, it's like saying salsa is gonna take over Bad Bunny or reggaeton or something. Where it's like you can't because the people that like this,
it's in the same Venn diagram,
that, like,
right?
Unless like they're out listening to it, like they're not. It's not gonna take over.
Ooh. It's not. It's what? Like what is it killing? Like what is Afrobeats killing?
I don't know. I think here's one thing about Afrobeats. What's it's not killing is hip hop performances, though. Like, outside of Burna Boy and maybe, like, a few other folks, like, a lot of Afrobeats motherfuckers can't perform for shit.
No, I like Davido.
I like Davido, too.
Davido, yeah.
Yo, Davido.
I like...
Davido. Oh, sorry for butchering your name.
Nah, you're good.
I think you're a good performer.
But, yeah, there's a lot of them, it's just, they too cool, man. Like, it's just the...
I mean,
you're talking about one person.
Am I? I'm trying to dance around it without.
You're talking about one person.
He's trash.
That's not all of them. Most of them can dance.
Let's not say they too cool, because a lot of our hip hop.
Wizkid is too cool sometimes when he's on stage, bro. It's like, bro, you got to give me something. You got to pull a rabbit out your hat. You got to bust a moonwalk, something, bro.
Tell a joke. Shit.
Bust a 1-2.
A lot of our hip hop performers are fucking too cool or whack at performing.
But you see how I give them more praise.
At least they have dance music.
Yeah, at least
where the crowd can dance. With hip hop, sometimes like
we just sitting there listening and looking at you.
And I'm like, I could have done this at home.
Yeah.
But I know what I'm. If I go to an Afrobeats function or whatever the case is, I know what I'm going for when I know what I'm getting. Yeah. If I go to a hip hop concert,
you know that the women are gonna be dancing.
Yes, yeah, they are.
Yeah, but ooh. I don't think any of that has. I don't think one has to do with the other. So I think that little dude bullshit.
It was a weird take. It was a weird take to have. Like, I just never thought, like,
how does that even how do they get in the same room?
Yeah, like, nobody
just
ever
talking just for this, so we could talk about him.
Of course, but yeah, you know, everybody does. I love good podcast fodder. So thank you, Lil Duval. I ain't mad at that. I just thought it was weird, man. Like, I've never, you know, like,
as big as
Afrobeats, Afropop, whatever you call it, has gotten big. I don't think we've ever said, like, oh, it's so big, like, we're not going to have a need for a completely other version of this music. Like they can't coexist together. Like, I don't understand.
That was dumb. It didn't make no sense, and I don't like it.
There was no correlation
at all
into what he was trying to say, and there's no conversation to have with what he's trying to say.
Is he saying it because there was no nugget?
But he did say hip hop as we know it. He didn't say like hip hop.
But what does that even mean?
That's what people say when like they just want to feel like they're right in a few years. You know what I'm saying? Like when you add as we know it at the end of a statement, it gives you a lot of room to be like, see, I told y'all, like as we know it. It's different.
So what, like in 5 years, it's only going to be Afrobeats and hip-hop's going to be dead?
Yo, if somebody would have said...
After us just celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, how long has Afrobeats been out?
So here's the thing. I don't think he said hip-hop will be dead. He said it'll change as we know it.
He said it's the death of hip-hop as we know it.
Oh, okay.
He literally said that.
Okay, damn, my bad.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what are you trying to say? Like, we have a time limit on what's going on with hip-hop when we just celebrated 50 years of what this shit has been?
Yeah, but I feel like that's the weird thing. Like, nobody said that about any other genre that's come on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's only the hip hop has the target on their back,
right?
I just think he felt a way, honestly, that Burna Boy was headlining.
Yeah,
so what?
I feel like he felt a way because he's probably like,
it should have been Drake, it should have been this, it should have been that. Aimed that bullet at Post Malone. What the fuck? Burna Boy got to do with this.
Shout out Posty.
Posty, I love you, but Posty, it's not like Posty got new music out.
You don't need new music. You got catalog.
I understand that, you got a catalog,
you're good.
That's random to be like, oh, and Post Malone.
It's not, because when you see like U2 or you see like Guns N' Roses, when you see all them motherfuckers performing at random, you know, Super Bowls and, you know, Grammy Awards, them niggas ain't released music in 25 years.
Posty would be a good Super Bowl
halftime. No, I think he would.
I think his features and everybody he'd bring out and stuff.
He's not big enough.
That's a good ass muffin I just ate. It was a peanut butter and jelly.
It's a cupcake.
God damn, that's a cupcake. My bad. Shit.
Cupcakes are muffins with frosting.
Are cupcakes masculine, yo? Is it masculine to eat a cupcake?
You're a cupcake.
You mean food?
You soft in the middle.
Eat cupcakes?
You eat donuts?
Is it questioning my black masculinity?
Hold on, do you eat Boston cream donuts?
Eat some Boston cream donuts,
like the ones with the
I don't like no filling in my baked goods. I like my baked goods to be nice and
so you like
fluffy
the filling
in the
on
middle.
The top.
You eat ice cream?
Do I eat ice cream? I love ice cream, B.
Oh man,
why are you talking like this?
Because it's masculine, yo.
No, it's not. It's disgusting. Man.
Bro, eat what you want to eat. Wear what you want to wear. Date who
Unless
you want to hate.
Banana.
Impregnate who you want to impregnate.
No, bro. If it's a banana, if it's an apple.
Remember the banana.
If it's a Krispy Kreme donut.
Okay.
You can't repeat this.
All that masculine shit, and you know, men are being emasculated because of, you know, their women or how they dress or how they're perceived. It's just like embracing who they are, and embracing their, you know, their sensitive side, their vulnerable side, which is what a lot of women want us to do, or what the world wants us to do. So we're talking about Jonathan Majors on the cover of Ebony, where
he was got flowers and had the stuff. Flowers and even though I think it was
Iverson did that shit.
It was Iverson on one shoot, and I think it was like some anime character on another one. Right. Like it was like his favorite anime character or something like that. And there's people coming out the woodwork like, look at what they do with our masculine superstars. They always gotta make them feminine.
Is that the backlash you got?
Yeah, like, you know, make them. Did you see it?
I saw that he got backlash, but I didn't see the actual backlash.
And then he said, he was like, I always like to cause a ruckus. And that's the attitude you should have, because there's too many. There's too many stipulations of what we can dress like, what we can talk about, how we can feel, when we're supposed to feel it, who we're supposed to feel it with. It's just like a fucking checklist of you're not man enough if you check off all these boxes. And then you go to the British Vogue cover with Rihanna and A$AP Rocky right after the Super Bowl.
They bust out the geometry for that one. You saw like the breakdown that people had.
Yeah, I did not read that shit. I was like trying to solve Chinese arithmetic. Like, yo, I can't believe Rihanna.
He's like, look at him. Woman in front, man in back, arms to the side, all this. Bro, all this.
I'm just taking care of the kid. The wife of the, you know, the wife is a billionaire. She just came off stage. She just announced her second pregnancy. Yeah, the moment is about her. So A$AP, clearly, from what we've seen over the past couple of years, he doesn't mind taking a back seat, doesn't mind supporting his wife, doesn't mind being the second in subject. You saw him at the Super Bowl screaming his lungs out, as he should, because if he wasn't, then y'all would have a problem. Like, see, the black man's not holding the black woman down in the household. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's like, if y'all not billionaires, if you don't have no kids, and if
you don't
not,
even need to be a billionaire for me saying, to be your biggest fan for being the mother of my children.
I'm just saying, that's good like, enough. Bro, take care of your household before you take care of an imaginary household that you're not a part of. Like, that's just how I just don't get it.
It was just weird to see, like, I mean, no offense to A$AP Rocky, but, like, I wasn't necessarily, like, looking at him as, like, the beacon of, like, manliness. In the first place, no, I'm like, you mean the dude that made Fashion Nigga? Like, that dude was like,
I mean,
Pretty Flacco. I'm like,
I don't know the nigga personally. I don't know how the nigga move in the streets or how he does move. I'm sure the nigga is, if Rihanna's with him, I'm sure that he's
about to say, I'm like, I don't know how much more masculine you can get by impregnating Rihanna. I think that's pretty manly thing to do, you know?
But it's just like, I'm sure he's protecting and providing for that family. I think that's pretty masculine to do as well.
What's manly shit, Rosie? Like, give me some manly shit. You should be an expert.
Why? Because I'm like,
she probably more manly than the nigga she dates.
Hey, yo.
Don't do that.
Come on.
You're tough, man. You're hard body. I don't see that soft side.
If I could be...
see?
If I could be tougher, or like, if I feel like I
it's
could
a
push...
front.
If I could...
It's a what? Front. You're, it's a front. Rosie's not like...
Oh, yeah, it's a whole front. I'm a lover girl. I'm soft as fuck.
I
feel like I could push a man around that I'm fucking with, I cannot fuck with you. That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, not manly enough.
I mean, I don't know.
Is it like a body mass thing? Is it like how they carry themselves? No, I'm just asking.
A body mass?
Like, what immediately like screams out masculinity?
Body mass? That's the first thing she looks at? Like, you push a nigga around?
Because she said if I could push him around. So what do you mean? Like, if he's
just
like frail?
If I could run you, like, if I can...
She means mentally,
like,
bro.
Run you. Like, if I can tell you what's doing, you do it. It's it'll fight back.
That's a mental thing. That's
weird. So, all right. So,
like, fight back. Someone tell me what to do.
There's ways to go about that, though, where it's like you can be a man and give pushback without being a pushover, right?
Explain.
Yeah, I mean, from your perspective.
Okay, so you're saying, like, you want your, like, you just don't want somebody that you could just tell whatever the fuck to do.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like you're trying to say.
So how do you even like, so where's the borderline? Where's the line where it's like, all right, I'm about to tell him what to do, and I hope he says something back, because deep down inside, I need him to be a man and take the reins and do this shit. Mm-hmm. And then if you do it and it doesn't happen, like.
Well, the first time you let me talk crazy to you, it's a wrap.
So you just, there's no turning back after that.
I just don't like that. I'm like, I could just tell you whatever. Like,
so what constitutes talking crazy?
Yeah. I say crazy shit, and I've had men like, yo, who are you talking to? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
And to me, that's manly shit.
Yeah.
Like, where it's need, like, yo, I look like your mommy. I ain't one of your little friends. Who are you talking to?
Little friends, yo.
Like, you're not going to be talking to me like I'm some bitch.
My go-to phrase is like, just please don't disrespect me. Like, just please disrespect me. Like, that is my go-to line. Once I'm getting talked to crazy, I'm like, all right, like, please.
It's a simple, yo, just watch your mouth.
Yeah, even watch
your mouth. That too, even watch your mouth works. I'll be like,
I'm not going to go too much into it, but it's simple, like, yo, watch your mouth, bro. Because it's like, if you want to keep going there, then it's going to be
we'll
a problem.
We'll get there, and we'll then it's just there, not
then
fun.
It's like, then it's like, I can't take shit back.
Yeah.
You can't. So I'm like, yo, just watch your mouth. And then if she keeps going, I get silent, and then it's like, all right.
Is that a manly way to respond to it? Is the silent treatment?
Watch your mouth is like, oh, shit.
Like, yo, bro.
Let me shut the fuck up.
And it's not like you raise your voice when you say it.
Yeah.
You say it and you look at them. Like, yo, watch your mouth.
Yeah. Nah, it's definitely
that
like.
That shit works.
It's definitely.
I be quiet.
And it's not even how you
roll your eyes.
I be quiet.
It's the eye contact.
Yo, watch your mouth. Add some sass.
I would do that so quick. Watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Add some sass.
I hope you don't add that snap of the finger in there.
I do give the long stare.
Yeah. It's the eye contact.
Yeah, like I'm looking like, dead in your eyes.
You gotta look in their soul, be like, yo, please watch your mouth.
And then I'll just like, all right, go back to doing whatever.
You lose any leverage once you yell.
Give like, once me you get an out of like your of what people say is manly, like things. Like, give me examples of what people say are like, oh, this is a manly thing. Or like,
well, watch your mouth.
No. Like, for example, like, when
so
you
the Jonathan Majors thing, right?
What
so,
was not manly about that?
So, I guess because he had flowers in his hand and his shirt was all off and he had, like, some long, his like, legs, draping.
His legs were crossed.
Yeah. He was sitting in sort of like a feminine
position.
Yeah, masculine stance, I guess. But it's like
a non-nigga stance.
It's like, I don't know how much more nigga you want Jonathan Majors to get, though. Like, yeah. You played a cowboy in one movie, you played a boxer, you're playing King the Conqueror. Yeah. Like, all he does is manly ass, like, he's fucking jacked to the gills.
I mean, having
but
three...
But he might be like...
Having three multi-million-dollar deals and jobs is pretty fucking manly.
I mean,
manly.
I don't know, bro. Like, he's... They're kind of going to put the whole Marvel franchise on his back for the next, like, eight movies.
But as soon as you put a pink jacket on a nigga's shoulders, everything's out the window. Like, get the
they
fuck out
They always do it
here.
To our black man.
They ain't doing shit to our black man. It's you. It's not them. It's you. I'm talking to you.
It's like, for example, when I heard him speaking in that interview when he was, like, responding to the backlash, I was like, that's how he speaks.
Yeah, it was weird.
I was like, I didn't expect that from him. He wasn't as rugged as I thought he was, but then it's like,
well,
look at Mike
Tyson. Yo.
Mike Tyson.
That's true.
He speaks and you're like, but you're still scared of that motherfucker and you still respect him.
He definitely carries himself as a person who's, like, who's one of the wires, like, was just missing. But, like, you need that for his greatness, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you hear him talk, he talks so fast, and he talks so, like...
Jonathan Mayer.
Yeah, I was like,
something,
oh.
Yeah, I didn't expect that to be his personality.
Like,
yeah. And I was like,
It's not manly enough. Like, it's not... Like,
it's not that it's not... I mean, me personally, it's not my style.
Yeah.
I probably couldn't date him.
I don't know. But Rocky, I guess the Rocky conversation is more fun to have since, like, we know who he's in a relationship with. You know, Rihanna just... He made her grand return to the world.
In all fairness, Rihanna looks like she likes to be the dominant one anyway. She strikes me as very like...
And that's their you know, dynamic. If that's the case,
that's
like, he looks like he's pretty laid back. Rihanna looks like she jokes around a lot and, you know, talks a little shit. And, I mean, you can see that through her music.
Yeah,
Rocky's
yeah.
music probably is the personification of his personality. Yeah. Rocky's music is very, very laid back. Very cool, very swaggy. I'm sure that's how he is.
I'm just that pretty.
Right. Yeah, like, so it's like, even if that's their dynamic, that's their dynamic.
Honestly, the funny thing is, I'm not like a couples person. I don't like look at couples and be like, oh man, you guys are kind of maybe. But like, you look at Rihanna and Rocky, you're just like, yeah, that tracks. Like, that makes sense. Like, they both kind of have like the same sort of like, street respect in the same way they have like the fashion world respect and the music respect, but like Rihanna's just like way more bigger at it than Rocky is. Like, that's
it's every day it's a different conversation about, you know, who's who, what's what, they don't look good together. Then they look good. It's like, it's just so many. But I get it. That's just like the world we live in. And we did it with Jay and Beyonce for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, we did it with T.I. and Tiny for a long time. We did it with...
Did we do it with T.I. and Tiny?
A lot of people did it with
them. Oh, yeah, yeah. There was some mean folks about Tiny. A lot of mean. I remember.
They're doing it with Jeezy and his wife, who's Asian. They're doing it with... they're doing it with
Jenna May, Ella May.
And it's just like, I think a lot of people just put too many eyeballs, despite them being public figures, which is, you know, a thing. But it's just like, we're prying too much of like, why are they together? They don't look good together. I'm surprised they're together. I wonder how that works together. It's just like, bro, what does it matter? You're single. Why are you not working together with anybody?
Somebody put a picture of Jeezy and I guess their child, and you know he's Asian looking. And somebody put Soul Survivor, like S-E-O-U-L. And I was like,
that's fucked up. And it's just like, I get it. Like, I think the further we go,
clever, but me,
the further we're going.
Like, am I going down falafel?
Yo, the further we're going, the meaner we're getting. I'm like, bro, come on, guys. Like,
y'all be better people.
And if anything, leave the babies out. Leave the kids out.
That is persona non grata. Like, I will never talk crazy about anybody, even in jest. Like, nah. Not my thing. But
that
photo was funny.
Not gonna be a hypocrite because when Push did the shit with Drake.
Thought it was hilarious. Because Drake was involved.
Drake mentioned Pusha's wife. Mm-hmm. That's why I said, when you bring the woman and kids into it, then I think anything is off limits.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what set it off. And he said that before. That's crazy that, like, they still don't get along. they still don't get along. Like, this entire thing. Like, they are still, like, I'll still hear, like, a new Drake song, and I'll be like, I had a little bit of shuttle shot. You started it, bro. You know? Like, you remember you started this?
But I feel like Push is a real one, though. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna do no industry shit.
But see, that's fine. That's literally fine. Like, if we beefed, I don't have to dap and, make a collaboration and go to the club with you. Like, yo, my nigga, we went to war. Stay the fuck over there.
Yeah, I'm never.
I stay the fuck over there, and that's that.
I don't know if I ever want to hear a Pusha and Drake record. Would you want to hear a Pusha and Drake record?
I never really had the desire to before they started beefing.
I think a small part. I mean, they had, I don't think it was a real record, but I think, the clips are on, a very early version of a Room for Improvement record or something like that. This might have been...
What, Drake was on it?
Yeah, I forgot what it was called. I think, I'm for sure Malice was on that. God, was it called Easy to Please? I forget. Them early Dre records was fire. I'm sorry. Yeah. I love those. That was... God, I feel so fucking old. I can't believe that. Like, that was my era Drake.
It wasn't that long ago.
Room for Improvement?
2008?
Comeback Season?
Was it 2006? Was there the Block era?
Whoa, that's like 14 years ago.
That's a long time.
I mean, I get it, but it's like...
For 14-year-old...
It's a high schooler.
If a person walked in right now and said, I was born the day Drake's first mixtape dropped, he'd be probably big as hell. Yeah, that's a long time.
I'm not going to call myself old. I'm like, damn, that was a minute ago.
They hooping in high school.
Bro. Time was crazy. Yeah, they're definitely in high school. They definitely follow Bronny James on Instagram.
Bruh.
But,
idol.
But yeah, I don't, to your question, though, I'd never want to see a Drake and Pusha record together. They make their music fine separately.
Yeah.
There's room for both.
Yeah.
The world deserves both. And we can just exist with both, not together. That's it.
I feel like there's going to be no choice. I don't think there'll ever be. I don't think that there's certain folks where I'm like, I can never say never. I'm like, those two motherfuckers, we're never hearing them on a record together.
It's totally fucking fine. Like, I'm good on this side. You good on this side.
Yeah.
We can hear a couple shots being traded, and that's that.
God damn.
And keep it there.
Keep it pushing. You saw what I did there. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Damn. What a week, though, man. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I think you still hung up on celebrating that 36th.
I think so.
That monumental milestone.
It wasn't that monumental. It was definitely a molehill. It was definitely a molehill. People make mountains out of molehills. I make molehills out of mountains. I'm like, no, no, no. It was huge niche.
Now, a couple people made some molehills or some mountains out of molehills with these this particular top 10 list.
Ooh, I like that segue. A
couple people
do
made,
that, boy.
A couple people made mountains out of molehills.
Do that. Let's talk about this list.
This list has been, you know, talked about for a very, very last 2, 3, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Everyone's had their very colorful, unwelcomed opinion.
Big Jake, let's talk about it, man. What we got? What we got on this list? I know you're pulling out the lap tizzy.
So, you know, it's top 50 all-time rappers. And, you know, from 50 to, you know, 50 to 10.
Okay.
That's it, a lot of those people in that body of, you know, body of list was pretty well deserved. I was just disappointed my man Jeezy wasn't in there, but
you love Jeezy.
He wasn't in there at all.
Wasn't there at all. At all.
Is he your GOAT?
Not my.
I know who your my GOAT is.
You know who my GOAT is.
I just know you.
Jeezy's one of my favorite rappers.
Absolutely,
like, I love Jeezy.
But I do think he definitely deserves a spot. Gucci's in there. Future's in there. Tip is in there. Luda's in there. So I think, you know, I think amongst those, Jeezy definitely deserves a spot. But I think the biggest conversation that's been had over the last 2 weeks is the top 10 slot.
Yeah.
And so Jake, if you would do the honors and letting us know.
Yeah, pull up and sit next to this microphone real quick, Jake. It'll be
from 10 to
right here, buddy.
1.
Come on with it.
Which has caused a lot of
ruckus.
Ruckus.
Oh, for the 36 chambers.
So what you did there?
Yeah, you know me, I got bars.
What do we have?
So at 10, this is the highest ranking female rapper of all time, Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
At 9, I know we had Snoop Dogg. At 8, 1 second. Last name ever, first name, 8th greatest. Drake.
Okay.
Number 7, his predecessor, Lil Wayne. Sorry, White. Number 6, Notorious.
B.I.G.
Number 5, Slow Build. Eminem.
Slim, Shady.
Number 4, Tupac. Number 3, Nas. Number 2, K-Dot, Kendrick.
They could clap at number 4.
Number 1, y'all know who it is.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
You know who's number 1. You never have to doubt who's number 1.
Here we go.
Never have to doubt it.
Can we talk about list bait? Can you talk about list bait?
We had this conversation.
List bait, right?
Y'all could have this conversation. I'm not doing this.
You don't want to do this? Is it because of the Nas ranking?
I'm not doing this. You guys do it. Go ahead.
All right, so me and Jake were having a conversation.
Fucking okay. Shit. Can I get some of that?
Me and Jake were having a conversation about these lists being made and certain little landmines being placed in the positions of, you know, that's going to cause conversation. So Jake said to me, Kendrick being number 2 is a landmine on the Billboard list.
Yes.
And I don't believe that's true because I believe that the accolades, the influence, the impact, the longevity, the praise, the acknowledgement that Kendrick has as a young artist on that list is well deserved.
I agree.
I do believe that these lists
of all of the
No, go. No, I'm just saying I do believe that these lists do cause good and great and moronic conversation all in one.
Well, talk to me about the moronic part of this conversation.
The moronic part is when people view these lists or they read these lists or see someone else express their opinion on said person on said list, things become personal. They start saying personal things. They start getting personal about the music that I don't subjectively like. So
Were you in Twitter beefs this week over your thoughts?
Yeah, last night. Well, not Twitter. Okay. The Twitter beef is going on right now.
Okay.
But yesterday on IG, earlier this week, you know, I do Rap Life Review with Ebro and Nadeska.
Shout out Nadeska. Shout out Ebro.
We did a similar conversation about the top 10 rappers on said list. Mm-hmm. And I say that number four, which is Tupac Shakur, is not a good rapper. But then I said,
not a good rapper.
To me, I don't think he's a good rapper. To me, I think he's a good songwriter. I think he's a great artist. I think the presentation and package is influential.
Is rap not art?
I
don't like his flow.
I never was a huge fan. I never went back into his shit and said, "Yo, you heard what Pac said?" Or "Yo, I gotta go back to that album." Yeah, Brandon's got a baby. Phenomenal. Keep your head up. Phenomenal. But
while you say this, remind me off air to tell you a story.
About Brenda?
No. About Tupac rapping.
Okay.
He's rapping.
Tupac's output in music overrides the small nuggets of greatness that he...
You think he's got more clunkers than...
Way more moments. Clunkers. So then, like, when you're looking at the volume of music that he's put out, and you're looking at the volume of songs that you want to sit and critique and consider, it's just like, this is not as good as what I'm seeing people to say. And it's like, I'm not the one that just came out the woodwork and just said, yo, Tupac's not a good rapper. This has been an ongoing conversation for years.
Right.
So that's why I'm so shocked when I look in the comments right now and people are like, oh, you don't know rap music. Oh, it's an East Coast bias, which may be partially true. But if you go and look at my comments right now, a lot of people be like, yo, I actually do agree.
Mm.
Like, I actually understand what he's saying. I probably didn't articulate it how I am now, because me and Ebro got into like a heated debate about it.
Yeah.
But I still stand and will die on that hill. I don't think he's a good rapper, but that's the whole thing about these lists. This is a subjective thing. There's no opinion or law that says, yeah, Rosie's right, Kaz is right, I'm right, Jake's right, this, that, and the third. This is what I think. And then I also said, I'm not taking him off the list. I'm just replacing him with Wayne. I'm putting Wayne at four and putting Pac at seven.
It's honestly...
I would do that.
And that's 100%. It. That's it.
Because also we were... around more for Wayne. Like, right. We were raised more with Wayne.
Yeah.
Like, he spoke more to us than Pac.
And this is not my list.
I get that, but as long as Tupac's still in the top 10,
that's all, yo,
I'm not going to disagree with you.
I'll say this, and this is probably controversial. I always thought, like, Tupac was trending to be, like, a pop artist before he died, right? Like, I feel
what drove you to that?
I feel like, you know, he was starting to do movies, you know what I mean? Like, that, no, a lot I, of his I songs
like
were...
That, though. I don't like that narrative, like, when people start doing movies or venturing out into, like, their career and different paths, we were like, they're trying to be mainstream and pop. Like, no, they're just trying to do different shit and get different money.
Of course, but I definitely think he was going to be, you know... how we doing hip-hop, man, like, especially when it comes to lyricism and lyricists, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you reach a certain level... And maybe it's changed because Biggie and Pac are just so, like, monumental
and
polarizing, yeah. Whereas, like, their deaths legitimately changed the trajectory of where hip-hop was going to go either way. So we'll always just have these hypothetical what-ifs on where their careers would have been.
Of course.
But just using educated guesses, you know what I'm saying? He was only 20-something years old. He was handsome. He was dating Madonna. He was doing movies and stuff. He was having top 10 hits. He was doing the MTV Awards. Like, he was... You look at the people around them. Look at Snoop Dogg. Look at Dr. Dre. Those guys aren't pop. Those guys aren't mainstream. Like, those aren't guys that we would have assumed had they grown, had he grown to age gracefully like his contemporaries were at that time.
He
wouldn't be looked at as much more of a...
Well, I'm next.
My only regret could
You can't. What?
Hey, yo. That's not how the song goes, Rosie.
I have a whole list.
You can't group. This is my only disagreement with your argument. You can't group Dre, Snoop, and Pac in the same bubble. Because
okay, how about Pac and Snoop? Or Pac, Snoop, and Cube? How about Cube? Cube is
okay, that's a better
family friendly. Ice-T is a cop on TV. These are all the people we grew up with.
Man, let me say something about these rapper turned actors. Some of them are really fucking good.
Of course. There's people that like Method Man. Method Man's great.
Pac was very good.
Method Man's great.
Phenomenal.
Yasiin Bey's great. Cube's great.
Phenomenal.
Ice-T is great.
Ice-T.
DMX, yeah.
Nah, DMX wasn't a good actor.
He wasn't good actor?
I think Nas should do more, movies. I think Nas should
DMX and Nas suck.
For sure.
I think
Dele DMX was good at just like entertaining, but like acting wise, like literally just like breaking down the logistics.
We rarely got to see DMX really be a thespian, bro. He was basically just playing himself in different scenarios.
Oh, yeah.
He's like DMX, but he's a cop with a martial arts best friend.
But Nas and DMX. But he's a drug dealer. Nas and DMX and Billy suck. Acting-wise, but that movie was phenomenal. So, I'll give you that. But I guess to the conversation of what we're having, you know, my opinion clearly means something to y'all motherfuckers, and I don't know why, and I don't really care.
It's not like you have a rap show on Apple or anything. Like, I think they would. I think there's a reason they would care about your opinion.
And then Michael Rappaport jumped in the comments and was like, who the fuck is this dude? And I responded.
Oh my God! Not again!
And I responded.
This guy is like the fucking.
No, I responded. I said I ask myself that same question every time I hear your voice.
He said that to you.
He said, "Who the fuck is this dude?"
What was your tweet?
No, it was a video I posted about. Same thing we're having a conversation about Tupac. That I don't think he's a good rapper.
Who the fuck is this dude?
That's what he said.
That's how I hear it. That's how I hear everything he says.
And then I responded 40 seconds later. That's the same way I feel every time I hear your voice.
Yo, there's a small part of me that is like, I understand why people can't stand Michael Rappaport.
Bro,
he always throws himself in these conversations
this
about
has
culture.
Nothing to do with
and it's
you.
Always like, bro.
Don't do it.
A small part of me kind of respects like his vigor for the conversation.
The bravery, yeah, that's
like
cool.
Just
but
being
bro,
able to like have these rap combos on the top of folks, or basketball conversations with folks, but it always ends up the same way. It's like, nigga, who asked?
Like, no one asked you. Like, bro, like, we've been posting these videos for years, and now you come because it's Tupac? Didn't know you were the biggest Tupac fan, but if you are, cool, I respect it, but like, let's keep it respectful.
Why does he always feel the need to be in a conversation about
like, we could,
well, Rappaport shoots at WTF, which isn't too far from here.
We saw him.
I'd love to. Yeah, we should. It would be fantastic if you guys had it on his podcast.
I have no problem.
I don't think I could sit for an hour and a half with his voice.
I have no problem having a face-to-face conversation or debate about rap, but if that's how you're going to approach it, then we're just not. I don't need to do that.
He's going to talk like this the whole time.
You're not going to raise my blood pressure.
He's like, hello, what are you talking about?
This is why you can't have. But it goes back to my point about.
Y'all definitely going to be like rolling on the table by the conversation.
It definitely goes back to my point about these conversations being moronic.
Yeah.
It goes into like, who the fuck is this dude? Who is like, if you actually do your research, my credentials are there. So that's a lot of people were in the comments saying, well, yeah, his opinion's invalidated. Like, my nigga, I've been doing this shit for 15 years. Do I get it all right? No, I don't. But I have my fucking opinion. And when I say it publicly, that means I mean it.
Let them know, Lowski.
So if I'm wrong, or if you can prove me wrong, or if you can persuade me, I'm all down for it. But don't disrespect my credentials because you just found out about rap life.
Ooh.
Go outside and touch some grass before you come in.
Wow.
You know what I mean? We can get to the shits.
All right. Well.
Ain't no better way to wrap up an episode of Say Less than that right there. Thank you guys for tuning in. Lo, what you doing this weekend, brother?
Fry each other.
Just fry each other with you, man.
Rosie, what you doing?
Whatever y'all are doing, man.
I don't know why I talk slower when you put that on.
You don't need to talk slower.
I don't know, but it's fun.
It already talks slow. Let me get a good one.
Legal
right there. Right there,
wow.
That sounded like the beginning of Transformia.
It definitely sounded like Optimus Prime.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go skiing this weekend. Do some fun shit.
You went skiing with us?
No, I didn't, but I think I want to.
That gave me... That made me happy.
Yeah, that was too much. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, everybody, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate the birthday wishes. Thank you guys as well. I love you guys so much. I appreciate y'all. Benson, Jake, Madison, appreciate you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for supporting Count It Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Thank you for checking out the Masked Man Show, Ringer Wrestling Network. Top 100 sports podcast right now. Hey, one of the catch us on Mondays and Thursdays. Wale Mania tickets are on sale right now. Ooh. They are moving so fast.
Me and Laura going.
Damn, they're sold out. You better get your tickets now. I ain't even announced no guests yet, but I'm going to do that by the time you see this video. March 30th at the Novo, Los Angeles, LA Live, the weekend of WrestleMania. Can't wait to see all of y'all faces.
Yes.
But like, I will not be twerking this year.
Famous last words. Now. We're going to take this clip and it's going to go like fast forward.
A month later.
A few Bel Air bottles later.
Right. I will not be twerking on white men this year. Let me make it more specific.
A few moments later.
I will not twerk on white men.
We'll do the SpongeBob like fast forward later. But no, thank y'all for joining me and the guys right here on Say Less, like we always do with this time.
And the woman. Fuck.
And the lady. I mean, guys is
one of the bros. I'm sorry, you're one of the bros anyway. So, what can you do?
Like we always do, like we always do with this time, people. Stay free, stay safe, and always say less. See y'all next week, y'all.
Peace.
Cardi, babe, you hungry?
Yes, you know I'm hungry.
Come on, we about to go to McDonald's.
Yes, I want a cheeseburger with some barbecue sauce, a little Coke on the side.
You know I got to get the quarter pounder with cheese with the high C.
I want an apple pie too with some fries.
Ooh, you know what we gonna call
it? We gonna call it
the Cardi B and Offset meal.
Only to March 12th, though.
Only to March 12th. Ba 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 ba. I'm loving it.
Hey. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
Sometimes finding your place means getting lost along the way. Peacock's hit original series Bel Air is back for a new season. With an ensemble cast of icons and breakout stars, including Jabari Banks as Will, and special appearances from Saweetie and Tatiana Ali, the OG Ashley from The Fresh Prince. This new season finds the Banks family and Will at a crossroads. When a betrayal shatters the dreams of Will's journey to a new life, he must pick up the pieces and decide how to shape his own story. The strength of the Banks family is about to be tested like never before. From major career moves for Phil and Viv, to Hillary, Carlton, and Ashley fighting to stay true to themselves. Plus, will Jeffrey find his way back? One thing's for sure, they've got a legacy to build, and it'll take all of them to build it. This is Must Stream TV. Watch Bel Air now, with new episodes dropping Thursdays, only on Peacock.